USA Radio News.
President Biden warned Chinese President Xi Friday of consequences if Beijing gave material support to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the White House said. Both sides stressed the need for a diplomatic solution.
He also described the implications and consequences if China provides material support.
The Prime Minister of Norway says four U.S. service members have been killed during a NATO training exercise. On his Twitter account today, Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said, quote, "It is with great sadness we have received the message that four American soldiers died in a plane crash last night." Norwegian Armed Forces said the soldiers were aboard an Osprey aircraft assigned to a Marine Expeditionary Force in the northern part of the country. There's no word yet on the identity of the four service members. Crews in Eastland County, Texas, continue to battle four main wildfires that broke out Thursday. Officials say the flames have scorched over 45,000 acres and destroyed more than 50 homes. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is taking his campaign against gun violence national. At a stop in Chicago, he met with Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot to discuss ways to tackle gang and gun violence in their communities.
We have to turn off the faucet that is continually feeding the river of violence in our cities.
A former Virginia police officer pleaded guilty to storming the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riots with another former officer who is scheduled to be tried next month on charges related to that riot. Former Rocky Mount, Virginia police officer Jacob Bracker has agreed to cooperate with federal prosecutors, his attorney said. A date for the sentencing wasn't immediately set. The chief of U.S. Central Command is praising Ukrainian soldiers who are fighting Russian invaders. General Frank McKenzie told reporters that the fighting spirit of the individual soldier is not something that can be created in training.
The Ukrainians have tremendous fighting spirit at the individual soldier level. They're defending their homes. They're defending their country.
This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
The White House has been sounding the alarm that it needs Congress to urgently approve more funding for the federal government to secure more doses of the COVID-19 vaccines, either for additional booster shots or for variant-specific immunizations.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, told reporters that she advised the Biden administration to ask Congress for more than double what it originally asked for in COVID emergency relief, close to $45 billion. President Joe Biden initially asked Congress for $22 billion in new funding. That number decreased to $15.6 billion due to Republican opposition. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
American Airlines is getting ready to open the bar. The airline revealed it will resume alcohol sales on certain flights starting April 18th. The company stopped those sales around 2 years ago due to the coronavirus pandemic. Last month, Southwest Airlines brought back its alcohol sales for flights. Longtime NFL journalist John Clayton died Friday following a short illness. He was 67. The Seattle Seahawks announced the death for Clayton's family in a statement. Clayton worked for the team in recent years as a sideline reporter on radio broadcasts. Nicknamed the Professor, Clayton spent more than 2 decades covering the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Pittsburgh Press and the Seattle Seahawks for the News Tribune in Tacoma. Clayton moved to ESPN in 1995, becoming one of the lead NFL writers for the company. Clayton appeared on TV and radio for ESPN and worked at the company for more than 20 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.